Distinguished dignitary, chairman, co-chair, and other delegates of the meeting. I am Dr. Neetha Susan David, aquaculture expert from the Department of Fisheries, Kerala. I'll be telling about the Kerala scenario and the different projects conducted over there, the measures taken by the Kerala government to bring about development in the field of aquaculture. Since 2001, after the advent of the WSSV, there was a steady decrease in the aquaculture production from the district, from the different districts of Kerala. And the decreasing trend led the government for the formulation of a new project known as Malsi Kerala in 2007. Under the scheme, the farmers were lured again into aquaculture. But there were different problems, like the cost of labor in Kerala is very high. It is round at the rate of 70 to 80 rupees per man hour. And complete dewatering of the ponds, plowing, etc. cannot be taken up since the labor cost is very high. So we could bring up certain practices based on the capital investment, the amount of capital investment they have. We could advise them only upon up to a certain level of dewatering of the ponds could be done. But the other management practices, like stocking of PCR seeds, PCR tested seeds, and feed management, etc., we had to make up different policies. So the Kerala government decided on a policy on the formulation of the Malsi Kerala policy, in which the farmers were given double tested PCR seed at a subsidized rate, at the rate of 25,000 per hectare. And in addition to this, if they are able to submit after the harvest period, if the farmers are able to submit a feeding schedule and correct vouchers of this feed procurement, they will be given a monetary subsidy of rupees 6,000 per hectare. And on full insurance premium was covered by the government at the rate of rupees 4,000 per hectare. And also, after a period of 5 years block period, the farmers who were continuing in the field of shrimp culture were given and a subsidy of about rupees 30,000 per hectare. This was a total plan of the Malsi Kerala project implemented. In Kerala, the large farmers are very less, and mostly all the farmers in Kerala are small to medium-sized farmers. And so the average holding capacity is around only 0.3 to 0.4 hectares. And after the invention of this, we needed more manpower. And we formulated, the first problem faced by the department was with the registration of the different farms. Also, we had some other environmental problems like sand mining and reclamation of the pond areas. So this also need to be addressed. So in each panchayat level, we formed an aqua farmers club. It is known as aqua clubs, and in Kerala there are around 600 clubs. And any person who intends to farm, that is both in freshwater, brackish water, or any other aquaculture practice, should register with the aqua farms. And these in turn will be registered with the FFDAs in the respective district. And they will be given help for procuring license, like CA license, if they are going for the ornamental fish culture, that the license in that forms. And they will also be, in the ornamental fish culture, they will be joined with the aquaculture venture group, that is a Kavil Limited, etc. So in all the panchayats, an aquaculture farm was aquaculture club was formed, and aquaculture coordinator, a local of that place, has been given charge for that club, and he reports weekly to the office, or to the FFD office in that district. So this was the basic plan for that formation. In Kerala currently there are around 600 aqua clubs, and on the brackish water, this is on the shrimp farming side. On the freshwater farming side, seed input and feed input were also given, and that rates around rupees 30,000 per hectare. ornamental fish, for the creation of the ornamental fish units, input was given to the rate of 50,000 based on the performance. These were the different projects that were taken up by Department of Fisheries Kerala during the last period. But we know that shrimp, the capacity to of the department to lure people into the shrimp culture was very negligible. And also there was a problem of environmental problems coming up in different parts. So we came about with a new concept called Karimeen Varsham. Or, you know, Karimeen is Troplus suratensis is a most favored fish in Kerala. And so we dedicate, we put in a new concept like the signature fish of Kerala is Karimeen or Troplus suratensis. And we dedicated the last year, 2010, for the developing the activities of aquaculture of Karimeen, that Troplus suratensis. So large number of small and unutilized spawns, that is around 5 cents, were used for the formation of backyard hatcheries and other areas where it is unutilized. Larger areas were around 30 cents were used for their culture also. This was a major concept for the Karimeen Varsham project. In addition to this, last 2 years we were involved in the formation of two legislatures. One is the Wetland Management Act of Kerala, where sand mining and reclamation of lands were controlled. And the second one is Inland Fisheries and Aquaculture Formation Bill, which led to the proper utilization of the waterland, water bodies in the state. For the disease surveillance team and on the center, with the directorate at the center and with Panangad Fisheries College, now the Fisheries University has been in collaboration with them has been formed, and a regular monitoring of the incidence of different diseases including stunting, MPV, IHNP, WSSV and also freshwater diseases has been going on actively. These are the different programs and the different practices that is currently in use in Kerala.